A strong return on the Beef Alliance. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Prices went very well. Excellent.
Prices today I thought were really good. Really good. I thought they went above the market average.
Beef cattle producers' reactions to the latest results from the Tennessee Beef Alliance sale held this week in Columbia. Farmer Tim Barnhill of Williamson County sold a few head there and says there's a reason he sells through the Alliance.
You know, typically this sale is 15 cents or so above market. I mean, that's the premium they're paying for background and protocol that we go through.
The same for sixth-generation farmer Marty Gamble of Lawrence County, where his family has been active in the Beef Alliance for about 15 years.
Record keeping, we do genetics, there's health protocols that we follow, and we adhere to all those. So it's a little bitter end of the day payday for that extra effort to go through that.
The Tennessee Beef Alliance does pool several head of cattle together from several farms. The key is they all have the same management programs, and therefore they're all basically alike, and they can be sold in trailer truckloads, and buyers like that. This is the fourth year in the program for Franklin County producer Darrell Whitaker.
Because it's put together with a trailer truckload, and it's a lot better than taking to the stock barn. It's a true business. Like I say, you can actually see what's being produced, and for the whole structure of it, it's a very sound program.
UTB specialist Dr. Justin Reinhardt says the Alliance sale, just like the local weekly stockyard sales across the state, is just another marketing tool for the farmer.
This Alliance sale consistently proves what we talk about in educational programs we do in UT Extension, that if you manage your herd correctly and then leverage and capitalize on the marketing opportunities that that good management gives you, that you can create a tremendous more amount of revenue from your total cow herd.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.